What's up, everybody? In today's episode, we're going to talk about coconut oil. Welcome to episode number 3. Let's dive right in. Coconut oil has been used by people living in tropical climates as a skin moisturizer for centuries. It's an oil derived from the meat or the kernel of the coconut plant, which is actually a tree. It's called Cocos nucifera. And there's a couple of ways to extract coconut oil from the coconut plant, the coconut fruit. There's a heated extraction method, and there is the non-heated enzyme catalyst extraction method. The second method is how we have access to virgin or raw coconut oil. And in terms of consumption, in terms of use on your skin, it's actually a better form to use or consume, because as you'll find out in later episodes, the heat extraction method destroys a lot of the important phytochemicals found in coconuts. Things like ferulic acid and caffeic acid. These are polyphenols, which are produced by plants and have beneficial properties when you ingest them. Most of the time, these polyphenols are antioxidants, and they reduce inflammation in your body. And if you apply it to your skin, it can reduce inflammation on your skin. So virgin coconut oil retains these polyphenols, whereas heat extracted coconut oil, or quote, refined coconut oil, doesn't. You lose those beneficial compounds. Coconuts are one of the few plants that contain saturated fats. The primary fats found in coconuts are medium chain fats, which are things like lauric acid and capric acid and myristic acid. But the main one is lauric acid, which is a 12-carbon fatty acid. And lauric acid has a few unique properties. It actually has antimicrobial properties. The monoglyceride version of lauric acid is called monolaurin, and it has potent antimicrobial properties, including against Staph aureus, which is a type of bacterium, and even viruses and fungi. So this is a pretty important compound that's really unique to coconuts and coconut oil. The high concentration of saturated fats found in coconuts, this explains why at room temperature coconut oil is a solid rather than a liquid. And you can compare that to something like olive oil, which is a liquid at room temperature, and it's primarily made up of unsaturated fatty acids. That's kind of a key difference between these two oils. Okay, let's take a look at a study that was conducted in the Philippines, which is where my ancestors come from. So this has some relevance to me. And the investigators of this study wanted to see how coconut oil, specifically virgin coconut oil, worked to repair the skin's barrier and treat dry skin. This is a publication in Dermatitis. The year is 2004, and the first author is Annalisa Aguero. And the title of the study is a randomized double-blind controlled trial comparing extra virgin coconut oil with mineral oil as a moisturizer for mild to moderate cirrhosis. Cirrhosis means dry skin. So in this study, coconut oil was directly compared to mineral oil. And mineral oil, according to this study, they used a solid at room temperature mineral oil. So that's something like petroleum or petroleum jelly, which is found in Vaseline and Aquaphor. And that's a standard treatment used to treat dry skin in many studies. In fact, most dermatologists recommend using petroleum on dry skin, also for wounds, because it's been shown to be so effective to treat these disorders, to treat dry skin, to calm down inflammation and inflamed skin, like from eczema. So it's really a gold standard treatment. So this was a really small study. They only enrolled 34 adults, and they were all women, and they ranged in age from 17 to 65 years. Their dry skin conditions range from dryness from being old, sorry to put it so bluntly, to baseline dryness seen in association with eczema, to dryness from an environmental lack of humidity, which is a little perplexing because the Philippines, that is like tropical and very humid. Prior to the enrollment in the study, the participants were tested to ensure they were not allergic to coconut oil or mineral oil. And the trial treatments, the interventions, went as follows. Participants applied either mineral oil or coconut oil twice a day to their dry skin for 2 weeks. They were also provided with a mild cleansing soap, and it was the same between the two treatment groups to use during the 2 week trial period to avoid a confounder from using a different type of soap between the study participants. All participants, including those who received coconut oil and those who received mineral oil, they all experienced improvements in baseline measures of dry skin. And this was objectively measured using a skin water capacitance machine, which assessed for transepidermal water loss, which is kind of the standard way to assess for barrier function of the skin. Because if our barrier is compromised, we lose more water through our skin. And this machine that they used could detect that change. They also looked for things like scaling or peeling of the skin, a rough texture, and then if the subjects, the participants, reported itch. The response rate was the same between the two treatment groups, meaning that coconut oil was at least as effective as mineral oil, or in this case, solid mineral oil or petroleum, in relieving the signs and symptoms of dry skin. All study participants also found that both oils were acceptable with respect to ease of application, smell, and skin absorption. That's a little perplexing to me because I have tried to put raw virgin coconut oil on my skin in large quantities, and I'll be honest, it doesn't spread that well. And two, I do think it has a scent, especially if you use virgin coconut oil. But this is what the authors reported. In addition, as detected by a skin surface lipid, which is a fat detector, both oils were able to replace and significantly increase skin surface lipids or fats. pH recordings before and after use of both oils were unchanged, suggesting that coconut oil maintains the skin's resting acid mantle, which is an acidic resting state. And importantly, the investigators who performed the study noted that coconut oil may be a more desirable choice because the lipids that are found, or the fats that are found in coconut oil, are many of the same fats that actually constitute the human skin barrier, which differs from mineral oil, which consists of fats based on petroleum hydrocarbons. So this was advantageous in the investigators' mind. And I concur with that statement. I agree that I'd rather use a fat that's already on my skin, that my skin actually produces. Wouldn't I rather replace the skin fat that I lack with something that it would otherwise try to make itself, my skin? Absolutely. I'm sure you would too. And this is in part why I'm a big proponent of using coconut oil on the skin, at least in small quantities in certain areas, like, for example, your hand. If you wash your hands a lot at work, it's probably a good idea if you want to use the most natural product, put some coconut oil on, let it sit on your hand, like your top of your hand, the dorsal aspect of the top of your hand, or your palm. It'll melt a little bit, and then you can kind of rub it in well, apply it to your fingertips, that kind of thing, to help with any cracking at your fingertips. I think that's a good use of coconut oil, but using it on your whole body, I think that might be a different story. Okay, we're going to wrap up this episode. I hope you found it informative. Please rate my podcast. Please subscribe. And also email me, friend. Email me at contact@dermcollaborative.com. Give me some feedback. Tell me, hey, Drew, your podcast is really cool. Or, hey, Drew, you're kind of boring. Let's talk about something else. And tell me what you want to talk about. I want this to be interactive. I want you to get something from this. I want to get some value out of this too. I mean, I'm reading all kinds of interesting studies in the medical literature. Give me some guidance. What's trending out there? What can we talk about that would be useful for your day-to-day? And, you know, the other thing I was going to say is I've put in plugs for this before, but I would appreciate if you checked out my other socials. I've got an Instagram. It's natural_dermatologist. Check out that Instagram. I've got a YouTube channel. It's called The Natural Skincare Dermatologist. Check that out. I've posted some content. That was my first platform, was posting on YouTube because I thought it was cool to make videos and to present cases. And it is cool, and I'm still posting a lot there, but a lot of the initial content was like random stuff, and I didn't have such a clear vision of what I wanted to produce content about. But anyways, there's some helpful information there. I am also creating a Facebook group, and it's called The Natural Skincare Dermatologist, so all my handles are the same. But in that Facebook group, I really want to connect with you, and you know, beyond just email, we can have a community of people that are interested in working together and just, you know, finding a solution to basic skincare issues without going to the synthetic, overly done, chemical-laden options that exist out there. I think a lot of brands are reaching the point where they're done with that too. And I appreciate that the market is changing, and it's because of people like you that are interested in a more natural way to live that we believe is probably the healthiest and would lead to longevity and happiness. And I am of that mindset. Anyways, if you've listened this long, I just also want to plug the company that I'm starting. I am finished with the moisturizer. And do you know what the primary oil in this moisturizer is? I bet you can guess after listening to this podcast. It's coconut oil. And there's also avocado oil. And there is wax, and there's water. That's 90% of what it contains. And the wax just emulsifies. It brings all the fats together. But anyways, that's the moisturizer. I'm working on a Syndet bar, which is a pH balanced cleanser. And I'm also working on a vitamin C ferulic acid daily serum to combat sun damage. And I'm excited about that because I've learned so much about ferulic acid just diving into plant-based oils and plant-based compounds. So ferulic acid is a naturally occurring polyphenol like we discussed. And if you use it in conjunction with something like vitamin C and vitamin E, it actually extends the lifespan of those molecules, so you have more antioxidant properties. It's a super cool compound, and that's why it's expensive. I mean, if you look at CE Ferulic that's made by SkinCeuticals, that's a very expensive product. I want to formulate something that's a little bit more reasonable in price, but also works. And I'm working with a lab to not only verify the content, but have a long shelf life. So working on that. Thanks for tuning in.